Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rhino Help Me Man. I'm your host, The Rhino, and this is my episode 20 of this podcast. I cannot believe it's been this much of a podcast, and I can't believe how many people's lives I've impacted. I can't believe how many different people feel connected to me and feel like they need to be heard in this regard. And it just shocks me at how many different people are going through some of the things that I'm going through and feeling some of the things that I've been feeling. And they're reaching out and they're texting me or calling me and asking me questions. And I may not have all the answers, but I'm always trying to look for answers that will help or that will impact or that will allow situations to occur in any process that happens. And I do my very best to stay in touch and answer all these questions, but it's more amazing being able to say, wow, this podcast has shaped me. This podcast has changed me. This podcast has been a difference maker for my life. And that's what I get more of. And that's something that I haven't experienced in a minute. And it's very appealing to me because being able to provide that is something to be amazed at, something to be wondered about. So what does that mean for each of us? What does that mean as we move forward down this road? Well, you keep going. You keep going for what you want out of your life. You keep fighting for what you want to move forward for. And you keep moving forward. Every day we have an opportunity to take ground. Every day we have an opportunity to grow. Every day we have an opportunity to create. Every single day, what are you doing with your today? What are you doing for the rest of today? What are you doing with tomorrow? It's something that I can't begin to understand, but also something that we as individuals need to understand about ourselves, because there's so much happening in our lives, so much happening in our world that is making us change or making us learn or making us be better each and every day. So today is a day about getting better, and I'm so happy that I'm still on track. And I'm still going hard. And so I'm very happy to share the news. I'm on day 8 of Hard 75. I know I talked to you guys a little bit about the Hard 75. So I wanted to give you my first set of reactions to it. And the reactions are going to go with and along the lines of the Hard 75. So, I first want to break down the physical processes when it comes to the Hard 75. So with the Hard 75, I came into it day one, which was the Tuesday. It was podcast day. It was initial day for us. And it's been a life-changing experience. I have started out physically working on finding different workout routines. I'm actually thinking about getting into a gym, which I'm really excited for. I haven't been to a gym in a minute, and so it'd be really cool to be able to get in a gym and see what the gym life can be. I have also been going by the Fit and Healthy 30 Challenge of dieting, the Whole 30 diet. It gives up dairy, grains, and legumes, and it focuses on fresh fruit, vegetables, eggs, and lean proteins, some fats, and nuts, which is what the diet I've been working on. It's very enticing, it's very exciting, and I enjoy every part of it. It seems like it's really helping me. And it's making the best difference for me. Each and every part of it is continuing to mold me and continue to shape me. When I'm doing the workouts, I'm thinking about what I eat. When I'm eating, I'm thinking about how the workouts are impacting me. So mainly on my diet, the usual food I eat is pretty much all on the Whole 30 diet. So it just seems to be the obvious one that would fit the best with my dietary restrictions, but along with what I'm already doing to better myself as of today. And the two 45-minute workouts, I got to be honest, a couple days there, it got really cold. It dropped down into the 30s. But I had to go outside for my outside workouts, and I walked around outside. Oh, man, it was cold. It was freezing. But that is why we build those disciplines. There will be times where it'll be tested. There will be times where it's freezing out. But if you continue to put in the work and continue to put in the effort, good things happen. Change becomes impactful. I did those things regardless of the cold, regardless of the temperature. I chose to do those things because I knew my health and who I am needs to be better. And that involved me not walking or getting scared and just sitting inside or getting scared and just not doing anything. I chose to do something with my life and take ownership of the situation. Now with the diet, there hasn't been a whole lot of issues with the diet, mainly because that's mainly what I eat. I mainly stick to what's pretty much on that menu. I usually don't eat a whole lot of any of that stuff. And so what an encouraging sight to see is being able to learn about these foods and making sure that they keep me on the straight and narrow. That has been an exciting thing. Now, I bet you guys are wondering what's happening with me mentally. Mentally, I feel a lot better. I can tell my sleep's getting a lot better. I've been reading a lot of books, and the books seem to calm me down and allow me to sleep better. It's better than watching TV. It's better than having some like TikTok going or having some Facebook post going. Sitting down to read a book helps clear your mind and helps you kind of get into that rest and relaxation mode that we all really desire for our lives and that we all want to see as part of our life change. So what does that mean? When you're reading books and when you're really processing what's going on, it continues to allow you to be able to sleep better. And what I've noticed is mentally being able to sleep better seems to help me be a better person. It allows me to communicate better. It allows me to do better at work. And with that, I have applied myself more to my job, being able to understand the job and all its integrity and really dive into what the job has in store for me and how it's going to make me better through the process. And that has been cool to see because every part of the job seems to have been a new wrinkle in the plan. And each and every part of the job seems to, I'm starting to notice how it's connecting with what I want to do for my future. And it's helping me not be so stressed out at work. What a great experience being able to see physical changes and now see emotional and mental changes. I'm not stressed out, so I'm not affecting my friends and family. I'm not thinking and overthinking stuff now, which is helping my mental health. some of these diets, and I would consult your professors and consult all your medical staff that you need. But for me, I felt like this was the thing that I needed, and I chose to do it because I knew that this was going to be a difference for me. This was going to be something that I needed to do to make myself better. So it's all up to you and how you do things, but just know that that's something that I chose to do, and I am so glad that I chose to do it because it has helped me tremendously. Another thing I am doing better at, but I'm kind of shocked at, is I am drinking a lot of water. I'm actually currently drinking the last bit of my water while I'm doing this podcast for you guys. And it's really cool what water does as well. Water, I think, circulates all throughout your body. So it goes from your brain all the way down to your toes. And it just keeps all the muscles and joints all properly cooled and properly adjusted. So I enjoy drinking the water. The one thing, and guys, this is just something that I'm just not very photogenic on, I have been struggling with taking a progress photo. I've actually been doing it pretty regularly every morning. I just, sometimes it'll be right when I wake up. Sometimes it'll be after my morning walk. Sometimes it'll be after I've started cooking breakfast. It all just kind of fluctuates. It all goes in and out. It could be good. It could be bad. You just never know. And I'm working on these things because I want to be better. I want to be better for my family, my future family. I want to be able to say that there have been a lot of different issues with my life, and I finished the Hard 75, and it has changed me for the difference of this podcast, but also for the difference of what I want my future life to be. Because I can't change my past. Yes, there was a long period of time I could have been working on my body, mind, and soul. But I'm in this moment. I have today. What am I doing to continue to fix those parts of my body, fix those parts of my soul, and fix those parts of my mind? And that's what dawned on me today, was being able to find that and see that. So now, spiritually, the Hard 75 has been a bit of a challenge piece for me. It's tested my faith. Today, actually, I read my devotional book, which was 10 pages exact. And that was my 10 pages for the day. And my devotional today was really powerful. It was talking about how we are underneath and hidden with God. And that verse can be a little tricky, but it's still true. All of us, when we ask for Jesus in our heart, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God has authority over our lives when we say yes and amen. And that's a powerful message in itself. We as Christians need to understand that the road is long. This Hard 75 is long and hard. There were days where I did not want to get up and go on my walk or go for a sprint. There were days where I didn't want to do an athletic workout, or I had too many other things going on, and I just didn't want to be a part of that. You can have different situations pop up, but is it distracting you from where you want to be, or what are your thoughts and opinions of that? And as we continue to grow and mold these thoughts and continue to shape our bodies and shape our minds, It also helps our spirit grow, because our spirit lives and yearns to be closer to God. It yearns to be closer to all that God has to offer us. So I want to give you guys this as encouragement moving forward. So these are the five scriptures I said last time, but it's kind of the mantra I want to kind of end with on the spiritual blessing. Number one, one of the biggest battles we face as a believer is overcoming the mind. Proverbs 23:7. Each and every day I do this challenge, I feel like I'm overcoming my mind. Number two, we are not capable of accomplishing anything without Christ. Christ lives within me. I can't do this hard 75 on my own. Christ is there with me every step of the way, even when it's hard, even when it's tough. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. Taking care of your body is an act of worship. That was a mantra I originally lived by when I first started my journey of physical health. Being able to live with that, taking care of our body is an act of worship, was something that kind of dawned on me and made me very ashamed of what my 20s were. But it allowed me to take up my cross and say, the 20s were rough, but I'm in my 30s now. What can I do to be better healthy? The fourth verse is, it takes discipline to follow Christ. The daily discipline. You know, it's just a photo. A picture is worth 1,000 words. You know, people say that, but, you know, just getting up every morning and taking that photo, pretty soon I'm going to have a whole collage of these. And I can see the results from day one all the way to day 75. That's going to be neat. And I'm super excited for it. Number five. Knowing who we are in Christ is more than half the battle. Continue to find that. If you don't know who you are in Christ, continue to look for that. When you accept Jesus and the Holy Spirit into your heart, you are already someone in Christ. You are a brother or sister in Christ. You are one of God's masterpieces. And that is a great feeling. We all have this ability to be with the Master Lord, Jesus Christ. And that is something that encourages me to continue to move forward. Continue to create. Continue to take ground. Continue to seize captive. All throughout this hard 75. Because it's still pushing me. It's still pushing me to be the very best. There were days where I didn't get 2 workouts in. And now I'm having to do those 2 workouts to reset my kind of body cycle on it. And that is something that's very new to me. And we all need to have this understanding as we move forward in this life. Because this life is not getting easier. Life will always throw you some curveballs. Life will always not be 100% with you. There will always be differences in life. And there will be, oh, why is this happening to this person? And we have to learn to enjoy what we have. Enjoy what we are here for. And enjoy what is going on around us. And that is okay. Because all of us are on different parts of this journey. But it's important that we all know what God has done for us and what Jesus continues to do for us and in us. So that'll be it for this podcast. And I really enjoy doing this podcast. It has been such a difference maker for my life. There have been so many different people who have come up to me and said, this podcast is a different beast, and that is not going in my... And they say stuff like, wow, I can't believe you said those things, Rhino. And it's not a matter of like what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to help people see things that maybe they're not looking for initially. Look for things that can help them move forward on their journeys. Find things that are going to propel them forward in their next steps. So thank you all so much for listening, and keep telling your friends and family about this. I love hearing about new people who are getting plugged into this podcast. So have a good night, everybody. Good night.